soon see, everything always falls into place. Everything bows to the tide. Can't you feel how each new wave washes up hope onto the shoreline? With a frown, Malik turned his gaze towards the ocean. The last light of the day danced on its surface. Everything bows to the tide. This was written on the magnificent coat of arms of the Ohani royal family, just below a stunning golden wave. A salty breeze teased his nostrils, and cool water tickled his toes. But he failed to understand what his mother meant. The ocean washed a whole host of shells and pretty corals onto the sandy beach. Malik felt confused. There was no hope of any kind. He shook his head, but Kenza didn't appear to notice. "Everything bows to the tide. Everything bows to the tide," she murmured as she resumed her stroll. While Malik was attempting to build a moat for his castle, the sun was losing its battle for the skies. Sparkle after sparkle was extinguished as darkness rose from the depths of the water, turning it black as ink. For a brief, celestial moment, the world seemed to be hanging in a state of limbo between day and night, between shadow and light. Kenza chose that exact moment to let out a scream. It struck Malik to the core. She ran towards him, grabbed his upper arm roughly, and dragged him to his feet. Frightened, he tried to wriggle out of her grasp, but Kenza displayed merciless strength, despite her delicate frame. With an iron grip, she dug her fingers into his skin until Malik became afraid his bones might crack. He lurched backwards, closing in on his sandcastle before she dragged him into the surf, which seemed to have become yet more powerful now that the moon had risen. Waves piled on top of each other, creating crowns of foam. Malik's heart was pounding. He could almost feel it in his throat. The children of Dahir learned to swim before they could walk, so the water did not frighten him. It was his mother he was afraid of. For the first time in his life, her light blue eyes appeared clear and focused. "Everything bows to the tide," she roared at the ocean as spray enveloped her hair. "Everything and everyone." Malik was losing his footing. He only came up to his mother's waist. Couldn't she feel the cold fingers of the current creeping up her lower limbs? The first waves broke over Malik's head, making their way into his throat. He coughed, gasping for breath. The queen paused. She smiled broadly and looked down at him as if seeing her son for the first time. Just when Malik thought she would lift him into her arms and carry him back to safety, she pushed him under the water. The shock sent him into a trance-like state. He squinted blindly into the darkness as she continued to scream.
"Everything bows! Everything bows to the tide!"
Malik knew the voice, a voice as deep and old as the ocean itself. It came from everywhere, and yet nowhere. It came from his nightmares and the depths of darkness. Panic crushed the breath from his chest as the voice called out to him, "Malik Aryan Ohani." The undercurrent rumbled, snatching him from his mother's grasp and pulling him out towards the horizon, exactly where the sun had itself drowned only moments ago. He desperately needed air. He could hear his own blood throbbing in his ears until the gloating laughter of the ocean overpowered it. He struggled against the mass of water, anxiously trying to reach the surface. He became weaker with each attempt, and soon Malik came to understand that it was hopeless to fight back. He had no choice but to surrender to the water. He relaxed his tired muscles as the ocean caressed him. He waited for it to flow into his mouth and nose as he began to lose consciousness. But it didn't. "Everything bows to the tide, little prince," said the voice. Malik opened his eyes and took a deep breath. He did not drown. He was born again. The Theft, Arden. The black mask studded with feathers irritated his nose like a plague. Masquerade balls. Who came up with the idea? Who truly enjoyed putting on painfully stiff masks and then dancing for hours in uncomfortable shoes, making idle conversation? Oh yes. The queen, her daughter, and all the other powdered nobles dressed in their finery, who tonight were celebrating the long-awaited period